Studios, encouraging audiences around the world with animation, video, and audio that advances the Christian worldview
through films like Summer Snow, documentaries like A Time to Speak,
and more for everyone in the family. Find out how they can impact your family's lives. Visit AmericanFamilyStudios.net today.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to Trivia Friday. By the way, we podcast. We archive all the trivia shows on our podcast. So if you want to listen to previous shows, you're traveling, want to learn and have a little fun, we got a bunch of shows we've got on the, what do you call it?
Podcast.
So in the archives.
Archives. Thank you. AFR.net. Click on there. Then click on the podcast and then Trivia Friday. Okay, so we've got David in Arkansas. He is on the phone with us. Were we asking
him? He was going to ask us.
All right, go ahead, David.
Yes, and I thought of one y'all have I could answer about the Taj Mahal.
All right, here's the question, David. The Taj Mahal is located in which country?
India.
India. Oh, hey!
Wait a second.
You just won yourself an AFR hat, ball cap, David.
Golly.
Isn't that great? You weren't expecting to win anything when you woke up this morning, were you?
Are you watching on the internet? Are you watching the show?
Sir.
Okay, I got that. I'm holding up your ball cap. Just imagine.
Imagine
me holding up an AFR ball cap, and we're going to get your address and send it to you. All right. It's a nice looking cap, isn't it?
It really is.
It is.
Black in the back, gray in the front. It's got a leather AFR patch. It's one of the nicest ball caps I've seen. Good quality, too.
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to be happy with it.
David,
I'm happy now. Yeah,
we're going to send you one that's never been worn. How's that?
Yeah. All right,
well,
so
we're not used to that in Arkansas.
Yeah. Oh, but boom.
I didn't say it.
Yeah,
you said it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that was worth the wait, wasn't it? You had to wait through the break, and so that was worth it for you.
Is that it?
Okay. No, you got a question for us. What's your question for us? Make sure and stay on the line so she can get your address. Cindy's going to get that information. But tell us what is your question for us, David?
A true or false? Is it true or false that the word says, do not cut a tree and put it on a stake?
What now?
I don't put anything.
Say again.
I like my steak like medium.
Yes. Without a tree.
Without a tree on
yes.
it. Yes. That's kind of bizarre.
Say it again.
Do not cut a tree and put it on a stand.
Do not cut.
Is this a? Are you asking us a question or is it a riddle? I'm still not tracking.
True or false? True or false, does the word say, do not cut down a tree and put it on a stand?
Yeah, I think it's in connection with idolatry.
Right. Yes, it does say that. True.
Ding, ding, ding. Y'all won.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, David.
All right, hey, have a great week.
Stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold, and Cindy will get on the line with you and get your information, and you get the ball cap. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Who's next?
We go to Mississippi, and Ethan is on the line. Ethan, welcome to Trivia Friday. Ethan, you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in Florence.
Okay.
Middle of the state.
Yeah. Right. Well, Ethan, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both, I think.
Okay. Which question you want to try to answer?
The one about the Bible, one about Revelation.
That's already been answered.
That's already been answered. The most Christians know that Revelation is the last book of the Bible. What book comes right before it? You mean that one?
Yeah, Jude.
Yeah, it was. It has been answered, but you did get it. Yes, that is the correct answer.
Yeah, yeah.
So since you didn't know. Hey, what's your answer? What's your question for us, Ethan?
My question is, what are the first five books of the New Testament?
The first five books?
Five books?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and
Acts.
That's correct.
All right.
Ding, ding.
What do we get, Ethan? What are you going to send? Send us here.
I'll send y'all something.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and give you our address.
No. No, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to send it.
Hey, Ethan, have a wonderful weekend there in Florence, and hope you guys don't get too hot there.
Yeah, I'm just talking about, you know.
What's
like,
that?
Like an Applebee's or a Cracker Barrel gift card or something like that.
I'm not going down that trail again, man. Twice someone's tried to send me something.
The Outback.
And it gets stolen right out of the envelope.
Okay, that's America.
That's America now.
American Day. Hey, have we given our questions? We need to give our questions real quick.
Okay.
For the last time.
All right.
Show today.
Okay, my three are as follows. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1956 race for the White House? And folks, you might want to brush up on your presidential race history here, at least for the last 50 or 60 years. I'm going to have one question every week on the subject. Second question, potato chip manufacturers put nitrogen in the bags, not oxygen.
And why wouldn't they?
To cushion the chips and keep them from spoiling. Is that true or false? And then third question, this one's a tough one, according to Tim. For what invention was Washington Gale Ferris famous? Although I will point out, in a half an hour, nobody has answered it. So
that's
pretty tough.
So. What does that say about a lot of things?
All right, I'm going to throw something your way, Tim. Right. So everybody knows Cub Cadet and John Deere, talking zero-turn mowers. One of the high-end, I'm talking Mercedes, is a Ferris zero-turn lawnmower.
Okay, maybe that's the answer to the question.
That may
Who
be
knows?
The answer.
Okay, my question to follow up on Ed's is Henry Ford has what brand of automobile named after him?
Here's what I've got. First question, what year was Pinterest launched? You know what Pinterest is. If you don't,
I know
call
what it is.
Ed Battagliano.
What's your multiple choice on that one?
It is 2005. What year was it launched? 2005, 2010. 2015. Do you guys feel confident about the answer?
I don't even know.
Everything blurs together just like this summer that has flown by. 2005, 2010, or 2015. And then I've got a true or false question. Hillary Clinton and Celine Dion are related. Is that true or false? One of these is famous for singing. Hillary Clinton and Celine Dion are related.
And the other one is well-known for criminal activity.
Oh,
which one is which?
Bada-boom. Bada-boom.
All right, Tim.
All right, I got two questions left. When we breathe, what is the most consumed gas we inhale? All right. When we breathe, what is the most consumed gas we inhale? It keeps us alive, people.
That's right.
Keeps us alive.
Good to be alive.
This really is a question, a matter of life and death.
Yes, it is.
You can overstate.
You don't
that.
Get that's this; right. It's over for that's, you. That's number. My second question. KFC has over 4,000 locations in the U.S. I want to know the second and third, and you don't have to put them in order. Largest chicken food chains in America. Got that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go.
All right, we go to Texas, back to Texas, and Warren is on the line. Warren, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How in the world are y'all doing on this beautiful day? You know, I have been waiting for, I waited like an hour and a half the day before Mother's Day, which is fine. I'm not a mother, as you can probably tell. But the last caller, the woman I was going to answer the three most consumed fish. Miss Linda was there with y'all, and then y'all went on a break, and she came back, and she said, what are the three most concerned fish? And y'all corrected her real quick. Well, I just want to let you know I've been thinking about that. My concerned fish is my goldfish. And do you know how hard it is to find a goldfish psychiatrist?
But anyhow, Biden might have one, but one way or the other, I'm so confused now. There's my wife is in there cooking a Trump roast. I mean, a rump roast. And it's just is killing me. I've been studying. As a matter of fact, it's been 1,288 days since I've talked to y'all. You know, but who's counting? It was January 1st of 2021.
Well, wow. a regular stand-up routine planned out.
Man. Yes. You're getting a lot off your chest, Warren.
I'm telling you, I have a medical book here, and I was looking for the inner ear. I knew it was the inner ear, but I thought y'all were going to get bored. Involved, so I was studying the inner ear for the last hour, and I just opened up this medical book to 1288 to see, and it's for back injuries, and I'm thinking, well, I got a back injury from bending over this book for the last hour, but anyhow.
That can do it.
That's right. Hey, Warren, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Okay, well, I'm so confused now. What I'm going to do, I want to tell y'all one thing, because Miss Linda turned 84 in June.
Yes, Miss Linda is my mom.
Yes.
Talking about my mom who was on with us for Mother's Day. Yeah.
And y'all had mentioned several times June. But anyhow, happy birthday to her and happy birthday to Maddie.
And thank you.
The point being, I had a 92-year-old neighbor that used to go work out a Nifty After 50 as a gym. And I went over there one day and I said, did you hit the gym today? He said, yeah, you know, and a youngin came up to me and asked me, he told me that I was his inspiration. And I said, you said a youngin, how old is he? Oh, he wasn't but 86. So you just tell Miss Linda she's still a youngin, okay? And knowing that, I did have a question I wanted to ask y'all. It's in 1898, the Spanish-American War, there was a ship in the port of Savannah, Cuba, that was blown up, and the name of that ship is that's what started the Spanish Civil War in 1898. And I'm curious if y'all know the name of that ship.
Ed's gonna know.
It's the Maine.
Correct.
Wow, Maine. Ed, that's our professor right there.
And that was a port of
fellow professor.
Port of Havana.
The port. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Savannah? Yeah, you're right.
You
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was watching Biden last night, and he rubbed off on me.
It's the port of Havana, but, Savannah's in Georgia. Yeah.
Hey,
right.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank
God
you, Warren.
Buddy, have a great weekend.
Good to hear from you.
Lot of energy there.
Great humor too.
That was Remember the Maine.
Yeah, Remember the Maine.
That started the Spanish-American
War.
What year was that?
1898.
Okay. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, if you want to send us an email, the address is comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Louisiana, and Angela is on the line. Angela, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How are y'all doing this morning?
Hey,
we're blessed.
Doing great, Angela. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Louisiana?
I live in Grand Cane, Louisiana.
Okay.
It's a little town 30 miles south of Shreveport.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you. And ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the chicken, since everybody's done my other one.
Okay. Okay, the question is, Angela, that you're going to answer, is that KFC has over 4,000 locations in the U.S. That's pretty stunning.
A lot of chicken.
So the next two largest chicken food chain stores in the U.S. are what?
Chick-fil-A and Popeyes.
You got it.
Wow. Nice. Nice.
Got it.
Probably in that order, right?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I love chicken.
I'm with you.
Right.
And I love bird. Popeyes. Popeyes is probably my favorite out of those three.
Their sandwich.
Yeah. I really like Popeyes.
Well, so KFC has 4,000 locations. Chick-fil-A has 2,600. And Popeyes has about 2,500. So Popeyes and Chick-fil-A are neck and neck.
Hey,
see what I did there?
Hey, that's good.
You saw where I was going there, right?
Yep.
So they're neck and neck. And, KFC, Chick-fil-A, and Popeyes. And do you know, interestingly enough, just show this little tidbit in there, the next one.
Where's Church's? Is Church's on the list? I don't even know if they're still in business. You know, you ever heard of Church's?
Mm-hmm.
The next one, Angela, would you have a wild guess at the next one? For a hat?
I would think, let me think. Well, down here in the, in Louisiana, it would be classic, Southern classic. But
classic.
That I don't know across okay. the nation.
Maybe that's regional.
Yeah.
But Wingstop.
Really? Wingstop. Yeah, we have one just right yeah. around the corner.
Wingstop has 1,300 stores.
They're that popular?
Yeah. See, have you ever heard of Wingstop, Angela?
I have heard of them. I think they have one in Shreveport.
See, I was thinking about that one out towards the mall on the right.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Is Zaxby's, are they regional or are they national? Zaxby's.
I've seen them.
I don't know. I believe Zaxby's is in, I've only seen them down here in the South.
I've seen them. That's what I'm thinking. I've seen them traveling.
Yeah. Zaxby's mostly in the Southeast.
That's one I was thinking about, Zaxby's.
Anyway, Angela, go ahead. You have a question for us?
What was Elvis Presley's first song that he recorded?
Was it a
first song?
He did it for his mom.
Was it that one, Hello Mother, Hello Father? No, I'm just...
That's all right, Mama. Let's see. You know, I'll tell you who...
Hound Dog.
No, it wasn't the Hound Dog.
I don't know.
Well, you gotta, but it was a song he recorded for his mom.
Right.
So I don't...
As Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. Angela, are we on track there?
He was 18 years old.
Okay. What we got? Give
y'all
us
want
answer.
Me to answer?
Yes, we do. Go ahead and answer.
The answer is My Happiness.
My Happiness.
And he wrote it for his mom?
I don't think he wrote it.
I don't know for sure.
Oh.
But all I know is that was the name of the song, My Happiness.
My Happiness. He recorded that for his mom?
Yes.
Was I right about that for...
Recording? I think he might have recorded it for his mom. I'm right. not sure. But right. that was the name of the song.
He got in the studio.
And it's not.
Go ahead.
Not a real popular one. It's not a real popular song.
No, I've right. never heard of it.
Thank you, Angela. Have a great weekend there in Louisiana. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. Remember that. That'll help you get through the weekend.
My Happiness, I was looking up that. A 1948 song.
That's when it was recorded? He recorded it?
No. No, but that's the song was originally recorded by somebody else in 1948. He, like Willie Nelson, he got everybody else's songs.
And made them better?
Sings everybody else's songs. No, that's Willie Nelson. But artists used to do that all the time. They don't do that so
they
much.
They covered
anymore.
People's music.
Yeah. Covered people's music, yeah. So you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next up, Ed.
Well, we go to Virginia, and Arnold is on the line. Arnold, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks, guys. It's been a long time since I talked to you. I'm the guy that called and told you that you used to give those travel what you call a mug was half a mug, but
right.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We milked that for all it was worth.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And I think you ought to get Todd in there sometime as a visiting professor because I think it would really make a great show.
He would do a great job. He sure would.
Yeah, I think he would. I think he would.
Hey, Arnold, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to answer Tim's question on the what we breathe.
Okay, question, Mike, that you're going to answer. Did Mike, right?
Arnold.
Arnold.
I'm sorry, Arnold.
Mike's on deck. Like,
that's sorry.
All right. That's all right. Just don't call me late for supper.
That's what I'm talking about. When we breathe, what is the most consumed gas we inhale, Arnold?
Well, according to the interweb, because I had to look it up, because I wasn't exactly 100% sure, but it's nitrogen.
Yes, nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
Nice, nice.
So I think probably 8 or 9 out of 10 people would answer oxygen.
Right, yeah, I would have.
That's what I would say. Thought.
Except that you had told your question right after I'd asked mine.
Yeah.
Then I started second-guessing myself and thought, well, maybe it's nitrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you,
I would have guessed.
Apparently a lot of people are eating potato chips. That's the only thing I can deduct
from that. I
actually
know the answer to that question because I used to work for the world's largest snack food company.
salty snack food company, so I happen to know the answer to Ed's question.
All right, well, don't tell, don't blurt it out, because we've got five minutes left in the show.
But we the air that we breathe is made up of 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen.
What's the percentage of nitrogen?
78.
Wow.
78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. So when people say he doesn't get enough oxygen, really, that probably means it doesn't get enough nitrogen.
Not enough nitrogen.
Yeah. Or anyway, all right, go ahead.
Go ahead. What's your question for us?
Okay, I had an easy one, so I'm not going to give you the easy one, and that was who invented the world's first pickup.
Who invented the world's first
pickup?
Thank
you and Tim mocking me on my on my Washington Gale Ferris question.
But it's easy if you think about it. But anyway.
It is. I get it now, Arnold. I get it.
I actually didn't think about it until Tim broke out that big floodlight and just poured it down on your question. It just went right over my head.
My real question is, where and what year, what location it was, and what year was the German chocolate cake invented?
And what was the guy wearing? What was the guy wearing? Come on, make it a little more complicated. Don't give us such an easy question.
What year was German chocolate and where, when and where?
German chocolate cake. German chocolate cake. When was it invented? What year? And where? What location?
Alice and I were talking about this the other night.
Who wasn't?
The person
that
came up with bacon and the person that came up with German chocolate cake, if they don't have their own statue somewhere,
right,
there really needs to be a statue right there at the town square.
You know what? We could be here a long time.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. Mike, what's the answer? I mean, Arnold, what's
Mike,
the answer?
Okay, yeah.
Called him Mike twice.
Okay, the answer is... the answer, it was invented in 1957.
Sure it was.
In Dallas, Texas. And it has nothing to do with Germany, by the way.
It's only been around 66 years?
Yeah, according to the article I read.
Wow.
That's amazing. I would have thought it's been around
67 years.
What year are we talking about?
1957.
1957.
That was a good
year.
Dallas,
Texas, George Clay.
Okay. Miss Clay did that?
Yeah, that's according to the article I read.
Arnold, we're going to have to say goodbye because time is just about up. We have to give away
time.
We have to give our answers away to the other questions. But thank you, and thanks to Miss Clay for the German chocolate cake because that's sure good.
Go.
All right. Who were the presidential candidates in the 1956 race for the White House?
One was Eisenhower.
Eisenhower and Truman, maybe?
Adlai Stevenson in 1956. And then potato chip manufacturers put nitrogen in the bags, not oxygen, to cushion the chips and keep them from spoiling. True or false?
I'll say true.
True.
It is. It's true. And then obviously, folks, what can I do? Because such an easy question. The Ferris wheel. Washington Gale Ferris was famous.
What year was Pinterest launched? What do you guys think?
I'm going to guess 2010.
2010. And then true or false, Hillary Clinton, Celine Dion are related. True or false?
No.
I'm going to say no because she's from Canada.
100% true.
Really?
And I'm going to guess his second cousin twice removed.
Well, always remember, love is like oxygen. You get too much, it gets you high.
Yeah.
You get not enough, you're going to die. See what I did there?
There's a tattoo right there if you're thinking about getting a tattoo this weekend.
That's somebody's 70s hit.
Did you have any other questions remaining?
No, I didn't.
Happy birthday to my daughter,
Maddie.
Yes,
happy birthday, Maddie.